Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 3, Text Number 16. The title of the chapter is Pure Devotional Service.
Vyasagischa Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayanaha Guru Gaya Gunodhara
Vyasaki, the son of Vyasadev, also Bhagavan, full in transcendental knowledge, Vasudeva, Lord Krishna, Parayana, attached to Guru Gaya, of the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, who is glorified by great philosophers, Guna Udhara, great qualities, Satam, of the devotees, Sio, must have been he, as a matter of fact, Samagame, by the presence of. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, was also full in transcendental knowledge. He was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, son of Vasudeva. So, there must have been discussion of Lord Krishna, who is glorified by great philosophers and in the company of great devotees. Translation responsibly. Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, was also full in transcendental knowledge and was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, son of Vasudev. So, there must have been discussion of Lord Krishna, who is glorified by great philosophers and in the company of great devotees. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Satam is very important in this verse. Satam means the pure devotees who have no other desire than to serve the Lord. Only in the association of such devotees are the transcendental glories of Lord Krishna properly discussed. It is said by the Lord that his topics are all full of spiritual significance. And once one properly hears about him in the association of the Satam, certainly one senses the great potency and so automatically attains to the devotional stage of life. As already described, Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of the Lord from his very birth, and so was Sukadeva Goswami. Both of them were on the same level, although it appeared that Maharaj Parikshit was a great king accustomed to royal facilities, whereas Sukadeva Goswami was a typical renouncer of the world. So much so, he did not even put a cloth on his body. Superficially, Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami might seem to be opposites, but basically they were both unalloyed pure devotees of the Lord. When such devotees are assembled together, there can be no topics save discussions of the glories of the Lord or Bhakti Yoga. In the Bhagavad Gita also, when there were talks between the Lord and his devotee Arjuna, there could not be any topic other than Bhakti Yoga. However, the mundane scholars may speculate on it in their own ways. The use of the word cha after Vyasaki suggests, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, that both Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit were of the same category, settled long before, although one was playing the part of the master and the other the disciple. Since Lord Krishna is the center of the topics, the word Vasudeva Parayana, or the devotee of Vasudeva, suggests devotee of Lord Krishna, the common aim. Although there were many others who assembled at the place where Maharaj Parikshit was fasting, the natural conclusion is that there was no topic other than the glorification of Lord Krishna, because the principal speaker was Sukadeva Goswami and the chief audience was Maharaj Parikshit. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, as it was spoken and heard by two principal devotees of the Lord, is only for the glorification of the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Vaiyasahischa Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayanaha Urugaya Gunodhara Satamsyurhi Samagame. Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, was also full in transcendental knowledge and was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, son of Vasudeva. So there must have been discussion of Lord Krishna, who is glorified by great philosophers and in the company of great devotees. So we have to consider the situation of Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit has been given a notice of 7 days. The Takshaka bird has to come and is going to bite him. So, just let us put ourselves in that situation. Like we are given a notice, so 7 days we are going to live. What kind of reaction we will have? We'll have a lot of anxiety and we'll have a lot of what we are going to do, what are we going to do the estate, what are we going to do the bank balance, whose name we are going to write the will. All these different things we'll start thinking. And here in Parikshit Maharaj's case is very, very clear. He just immediately renounced everything. Atma Jaya, this is in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a sloka. He just, so many things which are very, very difficult to give up in this world, he just gave up. Big, big kingdom, big, big family, queens, children, big treasury. Just giving up one bedroom flat is a big problem for us actually. Just vacating some items from here to there. Oh, I've been hanging on to this for so long. How to give up this? So we are very much attached to this thing. Easily we get attached to something. And we don't know whether we are going to live with this for long. But we are very much attached. But here, Maharaj Parikshit, he was such a great devotee of the Lord. That's what Srila Prabhupada mentions here. This is like a satam means the great devotees who have no other desire than to serve the Lord. Even though outwardly it seems like Maharaj Parikshit was a great king and he was enjoying the royal kingdom and other things, but inwardly he was always a devotee of the Lord. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says satam means the pure devotees who have no other desire than to serve the Lord. So this is Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Anya Abhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karmati Anavratam Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Rutam. This is the pure devotee's characteristics or the Lakshana is that they are Anya Abhilashita. They don't have any other desire than the desire for the Lord. That is the devotee's characteristics. And Srila Prabhupada says only in the association of such devotees are the transcendental glories of Lord Krishna properly discussed. Why? Anybody can discuss that. Anybody can discuss the glories of the Lord. Why only in this pure devotees of the Lord the discussion is valuable? Why Srila Prabhupada says that? Because what happens is, there are so many people who discuss about Krishna and they have an ulterior motive. They have something to gain, not directly giving Krishna bhakti. Like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, before Srila Prabhupada, so many people went to West in the name of preaching or in the name of whatever it may be. They could not even convert one person into a pure devotee of the Lord. Why? Because they had some other motive other than pure devotion. But Srila Prabhupada, when he went, he could convert so many people. So many people too. So that is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Krishna is your property. Krishna se tomara, Krishna diye taro, tomara sakati ache. Because this is like Krishna is a pure devotee's property. When pure devotee, he associated pure devotee, he can give you Krishna. Nobody else can give. So that is why it is very, very important that we recite or say we hear from the pure devotees of the Lord. Then the effect will be there. Otherwise that this is like putam harikatamritam. So this is like sometimes milk. Milk is very, very nutritious. You know, everybody knows that. But if the milk, even though it is nutritious, if it is touched by a serpent, then that milk is useless. We can't consume that. Why? Because it becomes poisonous. Same way, Harikatha is very, very pleasing, very, very nice. But if it is contaminated or if it is coming from the non-bona fide source, then it becomes, doesn't have any effect. Not Harikatha doesn't, that doesn't get contaminated. Krishna doesn't get contaminated. Krishna Katha doesn't get contaminated. But we get contaminated. That's the problem. It's not that, okay, when we chant, when we hear, then Krishna get contaminated. Krishna will not get contaminated. He is Pavitram. So he will not get contaminated. Only we get contaminated because the purity is not there. So we have to be always careful from whom we listen. So Srila Prabhupada continues here. It's a Lord, only in the association of such devotees are the transcendental glories of Lord Krishna properly discussed. It is said that by the Lord that his topics are all full of spiritual significance, and once one properly hears about him in the association of the Satam, certainly the one senses the great potency and automatically attains to the devotional stage of life. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the third canto, there is a verse. Satam prasangam amavirya samvito bhavati hrut karna rasayana kata tad joshanat apavargamatmani bhakti, what is it, last line? Shraddha prati bhakti anukramishyati. So this is satam prasangam, because this discussion of the topics, when it happened, this is Kapila Dev speaking to Mother Devahuti. He is saying satam prasangam, this prasanga, whatever this is happening in the association of devotees, it is acting upon the heart, and what will happen after this? This is bhakti anukramishyati. This is like a shraddha, bhakti, rati, everything automatically comes when it is heard properly. So this is the beauty of hearing from satam, beauty of hearing from the pure devotee of the Lord. Then it becomes like our bhakti becomes very easily. Whatever this is, anukramishyati means krama, everything automatically happens. So this is what Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada instituted this program of Srimad Bhagavatam class every day. This is Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Because this is like every day by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, all the unwanted things, Abhadrani, this is Nashta Prayesha Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. This is what happens actually. This is the whole. Every day, keep on listening, all the unwanted things in the heart, slowly, gradually they go away. So this is the beauty. Without our knowledge also, we are not putting any special soap or any detergent or anything. How those things are cleansed? Same way, by just constantly hearing the holy name, hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, automatically the cleansing happens. So Srila Prabhupada continues, as already described, Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of the Lord from his very birth, and so was Sukadeva Goswami. We all know Maharaj Parikshit was such a great devotee, even Lord Krishna personally, he protected him. He is called Vishnu Rath. Maharaj Parikshit, another name was Vishnu Rath. He was protected by Lord Krishna even at the womb of Mother Uttara at that time. So this is like why Lord Krishna has to do this? Because Lord Krishna's activities are sometimes bewildering actually. Because when he was in the womb of the mother, when attacked by the Ashwatthama's Brahmastra, at that time he protected him. But now the snake bird is going to bite him, he didn't protect. Krishna is just standing back and he is just observing. No, there is a reason for that. Why he protected at that time and why he didn't protect this time also. Because at that time he protected, because he is the one who is going to continue the lineage of Pandavas. And now the time has come where Maharaj Parikshit has to return back home, back to Godhead. And Srimad Bhagavatam also has to be spoken. So that's why he didn't protect this time. So he was such a great devotee of the Lord from his very birth, and so was Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami is also very equally important. Not that Sukadeva Goswami was not less competent, and Maharaj Parikshit was, everyone was like, this is what Srila Prabhupada says, both of them were on the same level, although it appeared that Maharaj Parikshit was a great king, accustomed to royal facilities, whereas Sukadeva Goswami was a typical renouncer of the world, so much so that he did not even put a cloth on his body. So this is very interesting. Sometimes, you know, like devotees have to have some opulence. Not has to have, but the opulence comes anyway. So even though the devotee has the opulence is not, he is not thinking that this opulence is for his own sense gratification. So this is the beauty. This is a polluted aim of life. Srila Prabhupada says in one of the purport, the polluted aim of life is, what is the polluted aim of life? Lording it over the material nature. Whatever the resources are there, let me have for my own gratification. This is the problem. But the resources are there, the resources can be utilized in Krishna's service, and then we can take the remnants. That is not considered a lording it over the material nature. So that is perfectly bona fide. So that we can do. Not that, okay, we don't anything, oh, money is coming, oh, we will throw the money, some opulence is coming immediately. No need to do that. Srila Rupa Goswami says, anasaktasya vishayan yatharham upayunjate nirbhanda Krishna sambandhe yuktam nirbanta Krishna sambande yuktam vairagyam uchyate prapanchikataya buddhaya hari sambandhi vastunaha mumukshubihi parityago vairagyam falgu kathayate. So this is a two kinds of vairagya, sir. One kind of vairagya is falgu vairagya. Falgu vairagya means reject everything. Oh, this is material. Just reject everything. Reject. So that is one kind of approach. That is considered by Rupa Goswami as Falgu Vairagya. Falgu Vairagya means it is a very artificial renunciation. But Yukta Vairagya is the one, use everything in Krishna's service. Prapanchikataya Buddhaya Hari Sambandhi Vastuna. Because everything has a connection with the Lord. Hari Sambandhina Vastu. Every Vastu, every item has a relationship with Krishna. If we can understand that relationship and then appropriately use it in the service of the Lord, then that will not create any bondage. So that is the way we have to understand. But it is a very grey area actually. So people sometimes say, oh yeah, this TV is also Hari Sambandhi Vastu only. we can start thinking like that. Oh yeah, this is also Hari Sambandhi Vastu. Everything we can, but we have to see the Sambandha. How this is connected with the Lord, and we have to use it appropriately. Not that, okay, everything has a connection with the Lord. There is no doubt about that. But we can try to give a devotional quoting and then use it. That is not the purpose. Use it really in the service of the Lord. Not just like, this is also Hari Sambandhi Vastu. For that matter, everything has a casino also Hari Sambandhi only. But where go to casino, where distribute books, or we are going to casino to play games, that is different thing. So everything has a connection with the Lord, but we have to be intelligent enough to understand how to use that in Krishna's service. So that is why this there is a Chaitanya Charitamrita defines, this is two things. One is Atma Indriya Preeti is called Kama, and Krishna Indriya Preeti is called Prema. This is different, very simple difference. Indriya Preeti you can't deny. Indriya Preeti has to be done. Whether if Atma Indriya Preeti, your own sense gratification, then it becomes Kama. And Krishna Indriya Preeti, if you are satisfying Krishna's senses, then it becomes Prema. So this is a very minor difference. Indriya, we are not like a voidist, or we are not impersonalist where we say completely give up the desire, don't have any desire. Not like that. We have desire also. Hanumanji had a desire. Prahlad had a desire. Dhruva Maharaj also had desire. Anyway, Dhruva Maharaj had a different desire, but desire got transformed anyway. So we have desire, but that desire has to be purified so that desire can be engaged in the service of the Lord. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, Maharaj Parikshit was a great king, accustomed to royal facilities, whereas Sukadeva Goswami was a typical renouncer of the world, so much so that he did not even put a cloth on his body. Superficially, Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami might seem to be opposites, but basically, they were both unalloyed pure devotees of the Lord. So this is from a very external vision when you see, oh, this person is very renounced and this person is like a sense enjoyer. This happened in the case of Pundarika Vidyanathi. Pundarika Vidyanathi, great Acharya. So Pundarika Vidyanathi, when Gadadhar Pandit saw him, who? Gadadhar Pandit saw Pundarika Vidyanathi? Gadadhar Pandit saw Pundarika Vidyanathi was like a very well-built person, was enjoying everything, all the opulence, everything. They thought, no, what kind of Vaishnava is this one? Having a Vaishnava life or the princely life? You know, like a, but when Srimad Bhagavatam was recited, then completely Pundarika Vidyanathi completely throw everything. It was just like a completely in ecstasy. Then he could understand that he is not an ordinary person. Even though the facility, all these things, he was as if from an external point of view, he was trying to enjoy everything. But internally, he was not attached to that. That is what we have to develop. That quality we have to develop. So whether we have opulence is there or not there, that is a different thing. If opulence is there, even though that opulence belongs to Krishna. Krishna is only has given the opulence. Because sometimes you know, Krishna gives us a facility. Yes, we use the facility in Krishna's service. Sometimes Krishna does not give the facility. That also, that's fine. Because that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whether Krishna embraces or Krishna makes me broken hearted, still he is the Lord. Same way for us also. Sometimes, you know, like a devotional service means, you know, it is, what is that? It's Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma Yato Bhaktir Atokshaje Ahaituki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. Because this is whether unmotivated, uninterrupted. Devotional service means, it's not that, oh, now I am feeling good, I will do devotional service. Today I am not feeling that good, no devotional service. No, not like that. Whether you are feeling good or feeling bad, doing this, doing that, still devotional service. Because that is what unmotivated, that is the only thing which is going to satisfy the Atma. Because otherwise the Atma cannot be satisfied with so many other topics, so many other discussions. Where is the satisfaction for the Atma? Because that's what it is mentioned here. There are so many subject matters are being discussed in the newspaper, radio, here, there, everything. So many subject matters are discussing, but still people are not having this satisfaction. So this is Shrotavyadhini Rajendra, Yunam Shantim Sahasrasa, Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Graheshu Grahamedina. Thousands of subject matters are there. You look at the internet, so many people keep on discussing. There is nothing actually. End of the day only, Srila Prabhupada says, always so many resolutions, so many things, there is all perspiration only. There is nothing happens actually. No satisfaction. People get worried and so much worry actually. Discussing about mundane subject matter. But when we discuss about Krishna Katha, when we discuss about the subject matters, it gives us so much of satisfaction. Because this is what going to give Atma the satisfaction. That is why the rishis, all the sages assembled in the Naimisharanya, they were asking this question. This is Munayah Sadhu Brashtoham Bhavadbir Lokamangalam Yat Krita Krishna Samprashna Yenatma Suprasidati. This is like a Lokamangalam. This is the subject matter for Krishna Katha. It's not like as a, oh, only these people are going to be benefited, that is going to be benefited. Lokamangalam. Lokamangalam means it is a benefit for the whole universe. Lokamangalam Yat Krita Krishna Samprashna. Krishna Samprashna means this is the question answers or the discussion about Krishna, because this is the one Yenatma Suprasidhi. That only will satisfy the Atma. That only will satisfy the soul. Because other subject matters, you discuss so many things about other mundane subject matters, that's more and more anxiety only builds up actually. We can see when we discuss about stock market, anxiety builds up. When you discuss about other markets, only anxiety only. There is nothing but anxiety. Keep on discussing. Anxiety only goes up actually. Blood pressure goes up. All these things goes up only. But when we discuss about Krishna Katha, then we remain composed and then we remain calm. And then not only calm, and we Krishna Bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada continues, this is when such devotees are assembled together, there can be no topics save discussions of the glories of the Lord or Bhakti Yoga. This is the beauty. When the devotees meet, what do they discuss? They don't discuss about whether Sachin Tendulkar retired from cricket. we don't care less whether somebody retired from cricket or somebody entered cricket or somebody did this, somebody did that, where they bombed Syria, bombed. We don't care about that actually. One sense, not in the negative sense. Yeah, we do care, but not that it's not our principal subject matter for discussion. Oh, morning, immediately, first we discuss about Syria. No, first we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Not that, but we have concern. Yes, we want to give peace and prosperity for them by giving Krishna consciousness. But our principal subject matter is this only. So that is why Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it's also mentioned that Chatur Sloki, what are all the characteristics of devotees? Machita, Madgata, Pranaha, Bodhayanta, Parasparam, Katayantascha Mam, Nitya, Tushyanticha, Ramanticha. This is the characteristics of devotee. What they do? What is this sloka? Machita, Madgata, Prana. Because this is their mind is absorbed in me. And what they do? Bodhayanta, Parasparam. They among themselves they discuss. What do they discuss? The glories of the Lord. Katayantascha mam nitya tushyanti cha ramanti cha. They derive so much satisfaction from discussing about this. They remind each other about Krishna. They talk about Krishna. Somebody reminds, oh Prabhu, this is reminding me of that pastime, this pastime. Like this, the subject matter goes like this. So So Srimad Bhagavatam also like that only. Like all these sages have heard this so many times actually. See, this is an interesting thing. The sages have heard this pastime so many times. Sages have heard about the pastime so many times. But still, they want to hear and hear more and more and more. Why? Because this is like they are never satiated. They are never satiated by hearing these topics again and again, and they get so much and more realization. Like a devotee is personally, they can see. Sometimes they would have read Srimad Bhagavatam, same sloka, everything they would have read. And next time when they read, they get a completely different realization. It's very interesting. Sometimes it's not the Krishna, because it is not like a chemistry or physics, you read the same thing again and again. No, not like that. Because sometimes you read, you get one kind of realization. And sometimes Krishna gives the realization. Krishna gives the understanding. It is not that my own intelligence, my own PhD, my own Sanskrit knowledge that is giving all these things. No. It is not giving anything, but it is Krishna is giving. Because that is why Krishna is personally reciprocating with the devotee. Esham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvaham dadami buddhi yogam. Krishna is giving the intelligence. That's why we always have to remember, today we know something because of Krishna Krupa. If Krishna withdraws the power, that's it. Punarm shikabham. So this is a story we have to remember always. Because it's not that, we are very great and we have big this thing. No, not we are not great. Krishna is great. Krishna has given this facility for us to use for a particular purpose, we use it. And we don't get puffed up. Like Arjuna's case, it's a very nice pastime. When Arjuna could conquer so many people, even he could fight with Lord Shiva and get Pasupata Astra. But when same Arjuna, when he was confronted with the cowherd boys, he could not defeat them. So then Arjuna was thinking, same Arjuna, same Gandiva, why am I not able to do that? The difference is, at that time Krishna was there. Could do all of that, but when we were the second portion, Krishna was not there. So this is the beauty actually. Sometimes Krishna gives us a facility, better use the facility properly in Krishna's service. That way, that is the best use of that facility. And sometimes Krishna withdraws the facility, then we okay, yes Krishna, you have withdrawn, then whatever you are given, with that only we'll manage. So this is so in Bhagavad Gita also, Srila Prabhupada continues, when there were talks between the Lord and his devotee Arjuna, there could not be any topic other than Bhakti Yoga. However, the mundane scholars may speculate on it their own ways. The use of the word cha after Vyasaki suggests, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, that both Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit were of the same category, settled long before, although one was playing the part of the master and the other disciple. So this is, again, Srila Prabhupada repeats that both are on the same level, Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami. Because Maharaj Parikshit, that is why Srila Prabhupada always calls this the emperors the Raja Rishi. The king is called Raja Rishi. It's not like a king doesn't think that he is the master and he is controlling everything. Even like Jagannath Puri, even nowadays, the king is he considered himself as a servant of Lord Jagannath. So he's like so that is why he's called Raja Rishi. It's not like a thinking how I come to the power and then how I can utilize all the power and assimilate wealth and do all this. No, he thinks I am a servant of Jagannath and I am servant of the Lord and how I can serve these people so that they can go back home, back to God. It is the king's responsibility. The king's response, what is the king's responsibility? Like Prithu Maharaj's case, it says, the king has to ensure that all the people are gainfully employed. They have some occupation and then they have to go back home, back to God. That is king's duty. King's duty. Srimad Bhagavatam says one should not become a king if he is not able to deliver the citizens. So this is the duty. So that way, that Maharaj Parikshit was that type of king. It's not like a modern prime minister, modern president. No, not that. This person, they don't care about anything actually. They don't know. They don't care about the spiritual well-being of all the citizens. No? Like their well-being only. They're just, next 5 years I have to be in power. What should I do? That's it. That's the only hope and only meditation. But here, this type of king, see, like this is what Srila Prabhupada sometimes says, this type of emperors are better. Because even though now we have called democracy, so much things are there. But what is the use? Democracy means, the people have to be intelligent, then only democracy will work actually. People elect all the corrupt people and then they go and then they rule the world. What will happen? Then the whole thing is in a turmoil. So that is why here, even though Sukadeva Goswami is a great renouncer and Maharaj Parikshit was a great king, both on the same level, the spiritual level, they are on the same. Because they were great devotees of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada continues, since Lord Krishna is the center of the topics, the word Vasudeva Parayana, or devotee of Vasudeva, suggests devotee of Lord Krishna, the common name. So this is the common aim of devotees, or this only. Sometimes people discuss, what is this Bhagavad Gita? It's talking about war and all these things, war, diplomacy, politics. What are we supposed to do with that, actually? But even though the war is there, all these things are there, but the center is Lord Krishna. If you remove Krishna from Mahabharata, what is Mahabharata actually? If you remove Krishna from Mahabharata, there is no Mahabharata actually. We are not interested in Mahabharata. So this is what, so all the politics and diplomacy, all that, but Krishna, in that only he is speaking this wonderful Bhagavad Gita. So that way, whenever Krishna is there, then automatically all this auspiciousness is there. That is what devotees discuss about this. The past time, sometimes we hear about so many Pandavas, the dynasty. We read all these things because they are the devotees of the Lord. That way there is a connection with the Lord Krishna. So that topics are worth discussing. Although there were many others who assembled at the place where Maharaj Parikshit was fasting, the natural conclusion is there was no other topic other than the glorification of Lord Krishna. Because the principal speaker was Sukadeva Goswami and the chief audience was Maharaj Parikshit. So this is when there is a potent speaker and a potent hearer. This is then only there will be a fructification. Then the change of heart will happen. Because this is like a Maharaj Parikshit also, he is very eager to receive. And Sukadeva Goswami is also very eager to speak. And so much so, Sukadeva Goswami, by speaking only, there is various people, like the 9 steps of devotional service mentioned, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So like Maharaj Parikshit, just by hearing he perfected. So, sometimes we wonder, all the nine are not necessary. Even one is okay. So, Maharaj Parikshit, by just hearing only, he perfected. That's it. And Sukadeva Goswami, he just by speaking, by kirtana, just he perfected. So, this is the way, how this perfection can happen by just one part of devotion. But the starting is Sravanam Kirtanam. Sravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So that is why it is very, very important how we spend our life actually. Our life is very limited. Maharaj Parikshit was very fortunate. He was given 7 days notice. We don't have that much notice actually. Anytime anything can happen. Anything can happen. And how much we are prepared for that actually. How much we are prepared. Tonight if you are going to pass away, are we all ready? We have to ask our every day. That's why in every day we get up in the morning and we think that, tomorrow's verse is going to discuss. Every day sun rises and sets, one day passes away. We are just one day nearer to the death, nearer to the Amaraj. But we think we are very safe, we are protected, nothing will happen to us, we are stable. That's why Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked the question by Yaksha. Ahani ahani bhutani gachanti ha yamalayam sesha stavaram ichanti kim ascharyam ataparam. So he was asking, what is the most amazing thing in this world? Yaksha asked Maharaj Yudhishthir, and Maharaj Yudhishthir said, ahani ahani bhutani gachanti ha yamalayam. Every day so many millions of peoples are going to the abode of Yamaraj. And what happens? Ahani ahani bhutani gachanti ha yamalayam sesha stavaram ichanti. The remaining people, they think, we are going to be very stable. We see the father passed away, mother passed away, brother passed away. Everything is passing away and we are thinking, I am going to be stable here. So this is, what is more amazing than this? This is the wonderful, wonderful realization, because that's what we are also seeing. So many people are passing away, so many things are happening and we are thinking it's not going to happen. We are thinking we are very special, we are not very special. We are like ordinary only. But yeah, speciality is because we are associated with Krishna, because of we are doing some devotional service, that can be special. Not by ourselves, there is nothing special in this actually. So we have to understand this is like a time is there and we have a very limited time. We don't know what is going to happen next. So better do as much as possible, as much as devotional service as possible. That way we are ready to live any time actually. Then no problem. Then we don't have to worry about. Then our destination is very, very clear. Etavan sankhyalo yogabhyam swadharma parinishtaya janmalabha parapumsa ante narayana smriti. Because this is ante narayana smriti. How it will come? We have to practice this. We can't just remember Krishna at the time of death. Yes, at the time of death I will automatically remember Krishna. How will we remember? Even just some small thorn preaching. We don't say Krishna. So how many people say Krishna? No. People say, oh, they just give different this thing. They don't think about Krishna, Rama, nothing comes actually. So even normal circumstance only, the Krishna, Rama doesn't come from our mouth. When the very conflicting situation, the time of death, Krishna, Rama will not come. Unless otherwise, we are accustomed to chant Krishna, Rama from the very beginning. That's why very important, then we chant Hare Krishna regularly and hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly. Regularly, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Then there is a very good probability, good chance. Not chance, Krishna will make that. Krishna will make the arrangement that at that time we remember Krishna. It's no question of chance. We just keep on doing the devotional service and then Krishna guarantees that. Krishna guarantees that I will, you can wait by Nasamshaya. You can't come back to me without fail. So Krishna gives that guarantee. So Srila Prabhupada continues, so Srimad Bhagavatam as it was spoken and heard by two principal devotees of the Lord is only for the glorification of the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. So that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says Srimad Bhagavatam is Amalam Puranam. This Amalam Puranam, this Purana does not deal with all the dharma, artha, kama, all these things. No, nothing. It directly discusses about pure devotional service, how to approach Krishna. How to do render pure devotional service to Krishna. Because this is the one which is going to give satisfaction to the Atma. This is what the Atma is always looking for also. Atma is not looking for, this is the soul. The soul needs some food. That food is Krishna Katha. This is Krishna Katha, it's only one going to satisfy the soul. Not with any other mundane subject matter. We'll just stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Sorry, stopped early. Yes, Prabhu.
One comment. I'll tell you this morning when I was coming to the temple, in the lift, I met from the entrance. Very nice, very cultured, nice instructor, nice person. So I just happened to ask, what is your plan today? And I'm going to Puti, practice Puti. I said, that's good. He said, if you are not fit, if the body is not fit, how can you enjoy life? So that's what we are talking about. Only fitness of the body.
Yes.
Nothing else. So preaching is most important. And then we tell them that you have your spiritual soul, you are not body, there is no meaning.
Yes.
So what you are saying absolutely correct.
Yes.
And we have to preach as much as possible.
Yeah.
And first give them prasadam, and then only they hear what we are saying. And then they can understand a little bit, and then they can make little progress. Of course, it will take many lives.
It doesn't matter. At least start. At least we have to start somewhere.
That's
why Srimad Bhagavatam says, apashyatam atma tattva. Because when they don't see atma tattva, then for them there are so many places to go. But you ask devotees to go to Futi? No. They're only for distributing books they will go there. Not for anything else. Because they'll go. Devotees also go to Futi. Not that devotees are averse to Futi. But they have a different purpose there. They go to Futi for enjoying, they go to Futi, so distributing stickers or distributing books and something. That is the same subject matter. Futi is still there, but for a different purpose. Yeah, once you get that Atma Tattva, the desire to know Atma Tattva, then this other subject matters lose interest. You don't have that much interest in the other mundane subject matter. Yes, Indriya Preeti you can't deny. That is the whole idea. Indriya Preeti has to happen. Whether Atma Indriya Preeti is happening or Krishna Indriya Preeti happens. That is the only question. What you do, when you do Krishna Indriya Preeti, it is so beautiful, your Atma Indriya Preeti automatically happens. When Krishna is satisfied, Krishna's Indriyas are pleased, automatically you also please. You also get, when Krishna eats bhoga, and then we get Mahaprasad. Not that Krishna eats Rajabhoga, and then we eat only dry roti or dry chapati. No. When Krishna eats Rajabhoga, we get Rajabhoga also. So we are like servants of the king. So we get the same opulence as the king. We enjoy the same opulence. But only thing is, Krishna is the first enjoyer, bhokta. Then after that, we take the remnants. So that way, there is no contradiction. And Indriya Preeti is happening. Actually, better than the outside Indriya Preeti. What they eat, actually. They eat only pasta and whatever, like a little bit of... sometimes you go and they're eating is opulence eating. 8-course meal, so many rice, so many sabji, so many things. What do they eat? They don't eat anything, actually. For eating... We are the real sense enjoyers, actually. Because we eat so much, actually. Our sense gratification is the, because morning you sit in a khichdi, salad, halwa, this, that, pakora, everything. No? They would not even seen in their life all these things. But Srila Prabhupada said very jokingly, okay, so you are not even working and you are enjoying life. Yeah, but you also come. No, you don't want to come. So that's why Prabhupada said, you also come, you can also enjoy. No. So this is the beauty actually. Because this Krishna is the provider. Lakshmi Krishna provides, that's why we are enjoying actually. Yes, Prabhu?
Prabhu, then, thank you very much for the class. So when I come to the temple or when I'm associated with devotees, this means I should not be talking the material problems like I go through in my life. Rather than I try to spend as much as time discussing about Krishna. I mean, because of course I'm going through the normal life, so then there will be so many problems. Insurance problem, this problem, car broken, job, I lost job, or something, so many things. Then when I associate with devotees, what should be the aim? Just to discuss about Krishna or I mean,
yeah, this is a good question. Yeah, you have to get your job back. You have to still, so we are not, see, when you don't have a, assuming I don't have a job, do I stop my breathing? No, I still breathe, still I eat. So all the activities are same. So what I'm saying, what we are saying, Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, we continue the activity, not that we have to stop the activities. Yes, sometimes, you know, like when you say, that is why we have to understand, like for example, what are you going to do with the job? If you get a job, you're going to get some money and then use the money in Krishna's service. So that way your job is not material. That way. If you are going to use whatever the things you are going to get in Krishna's service, so devotees also go to job. Devotees have, because we also have a restaurant, and they go to restaurant, they do some activities. So, and if for example, the restaurant business is down, so devotees get worried also. Because why they are worried? Because not that, okay, their money, because they have to come, money to come to Krishna. So that way the worry has to be there. So we are not that, okay, we don't discuss anything about us. Krishna Katha means connected with Krishna, any subject matter. So for example, you are saying something about insurance. Yes, you have to protect yourself, you have to take insurance. But don't send the insurance bill here actually. We have to make some arrangements so that we can pay the bill. So we have to work something. That work has to be in a way which is not incurring karma. That we have to see, what type of work we are doing, we have to do like that. So it is not that like only Krishna Katha means, you know, always chant Hare Krishna and sit here, not like that. But you have to do your activity. Krishna says, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Ma Manusmara Yudhyacha Mai Arpita Mano Buddhir Ma Me Vaishyasi Asamshaya. Krishna says to Arjuna, you thinking of me, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Maam Anusmara Yudhyacha. You have to fight thinking of me. Same way, we also have to do our duty, yes, thinking of Krishna. That's also Krishna consciousness only. So thinking of Krishna, we have to perform our duty, and then all other things will happen in due course. Getting a job, we're doing this, doing that, all these things. But we don't stop our Krishna Katha, because sometimes, you know, people, oh, now I'm going through a tough time in life, I will stop my Krishna consciousness. That is the biggest mistake. That tough will become more and more tough actually. So, but Krishna consciousness, Krishna Katha, this is normal, like breathing. Breathing, we don't stop. Whether we have a job, we don't have a job. we have to still breathe. We have to, same way, this is Krishna consciousness, is like that only. So we continue our process. Yes, not that, okay, when you talk to devotees, you only discuss, we can discuss about your personal matters also. That is one of the characteristics of devotional service. It's like this is like a dadadi pradigannati, kuhyam akhyati prachati, bunje bhojayate saiva, sadvitim priti lakshanam. Because we discuss also. Sometimes we discuss with devotees, oh Prabhu, this is the type of situation, what should I do? We ask the devotees. Yes, yeah. It's not that it's prohibited or something. Yeah, devotees, we have some guidance, you can take guidance from them. Devotional guidance also you can take. And they can, sometimes the devotees give guidance, okay, do this way. That also you can take guidance. No problem. Because end of the day, whatever you are going to get, you are going to use in Krishna service. So that way, it's not a problem. Is that okay? Or anyone wants to comment on that? Please. Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you so much.
Oh, your question, I thought you were going to answer. You should not have a question.
Got perfection by hearing.
Yes. chanting. Chanting.
And Parikshit Maharaj like here. So why the Swarna Krishi and Shruta Goswami is not in that list? They narrated the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why. The one who perfected, Maharaj Parikshit got perfection by hearing, and Sukadeva Goswami got perfection by chanting, then why Saunaka Rishi and the sages of Naimisharanya's names are not mentioned? I think my understanding is the principal names are mentioned, because there are so many other, like in the sloka where it comes, you know, like Vaiyasaki, Kirtane, Parikshit Maharaj Shravane, like that Kirtan, Prahlada Smarane, that there is a verse. So, I think the principal devotees are mentioned. Not that, okay, there are so many devotees who are perfected, but not all the names are mentioned. So, it's like, if you consider the situation, because the Bhagavatam was spoken by Maharaj Parikshit, so that credit was, because the principal devotees are, the other devotees also attained perfection, like some Hanumanji, like they are all mentioned, Hanumanji, Dhruva, even Dhruva Maharaj attained perfection. So like that, so many others are also attained perfection, but the principal devotees have been mentioned as examples actually. There may be many examples, like it's not like one example, like as you said, yes, all the sages also got perfection, but they are all the principal devotees who got attained perfection by hearing, chanting. Like that. That's my understanding. Yes, Prabhu?
The spiritual world is full of perfect devotees.
Yes. You can have so many examples you can cite, but yeah, correct. Mataji?
Suppose like you said that through any process of devotional service, we can attain perfection. And we know the list of devotees is giving attain perfection. But we also understand that in Kali Yuga, it's just said Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Correct.
So that means for Kali Yuga, it looks like Shravanam Kirtanam.
That is the best process. Yeah, other processes are there, but the beginning is any process, any devotional activity has to begin from Shravanam and Kirtanam only. Because attaining perfection is a different thing, but it has to start somewhere. We have to hear about someone, then only you got to have some appreciation, understanding then. So hearing and chanting, the hearing, at least hearing first, that is the main process actually for the Kali Yuga. Because other yugas may be different processes, but for you, this Kali Yuga, the process is hearing and chanting. That's
So that means Archana and all those processes actually can't give us perfection in Kali Yuga.
That will give, not that they are all bona fide processes only, because otherwise, you know, like we have two panthas are there, no? Like this is one is the Pancharatrika Vidhi, one is the Bahavat Vidhi. So this is both, that's why both have to go together. It's not like we just ignore the Pancharatrika Vidhi, only Bahavat Vidhi. But yeah, actually by Harinam only, that's what Srila, I think this is a very subject matter. By just chanting Hare Krishna, you can attain perfection. There is no doubt about that. But to chant Hare Krishna perfectly, these things are like, they are like helping us to do deity worship, sadhana, all these things are needed. Because just chanting Hare Krishna is sufficient. Why do we have temple? We can ask the question, like why do we have to have all these different elaborate arrangements? Yes, we need that. We need that because we have to how to chant Hare Krishna, and we need all these the things to support that process actually. That is why other vidhis are Pancharatrika Vidhi, Bhagavad Vidhi is there. We are reading Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavad Gita, chanting Hare Krishna, and also deity worship, because deity worship is also not needed. But how many people, that is, question is, it is not a common for everyone actually. How many people can do proper deity worship? So the number of people there's so many temples are there in India, so many, even Vishnu temples. So many temples, how much deity worship is going on, and maybe Tirupati, some temples very opulent, some temples are not. So this chanting of mantra, Maha Mantra, can be done by anyone and everyone, irrespective of the time, place and circumstances. But other things cannot be done like that. So other things, you have to have a pre-qualification, like some initial qualification has to be there, like a deity worship. Not everybody can go and do deity worship, there has to be some kind of Diksha, and then so that is why the number of people will go through that can be, but even for them also, so for them chanting is very much needed. But the people who are doing deity worship, for them also chanting is needed. Not that, okay, Srila Prabhupada says even somebody is doing a deity worship, and then if they don't appreciate and they don't understand the Atma is present in the then they are just wasting their time. Because it's just like, this is like Kanishta Adhikari. Kanishta Adhikari, he just thinks, like, I am there, the deity is there, that's it. I am the pure devotee and then I am serving the Lord. If that type of thinking, it's also Kanishta mentality. So that's why, you know, it's very important. Both processes, they have to go hand in hand. It's like both support each other actually. This supports each other. But the more weightage is this chanting. Because of the Kali Yuga, our situation is like a not many people. This is, we have to look for common common people what process to follow. That is also important. Because it's not like one person will be able to do Ashtanga Yoga or the Chat Chakra Yoga. That maybe one person may be able to follow, not everyone. So the common process is this chanting of Mahamantra. And this process is supported by the Pancharatika Vidhi, what we are observing. Chanting.
Like in some sampradayas, there is so much stress on Archana.
Yes, sir.
In
some
Sri sampradayas, there is so much. So, how do we understand about the Archana?
Actually, in Sri sampradaya also, they have a very kirtanam, because not they may not be chanting Hare Krishna mantra, but they have very elaborate chanting also. Because elaborate chanting means like they chant that this Divya Prabandha. They have their own way of but not directly. But they just every day morning, like their practice of chanting this 4000 verses. They chant this different glories of Lord Krishna. They chant that mantra. So, but not necessarily they may chant the Japamala and chant Hare Krishna. That they may not do, but at least the chanting can be this glorification of the Lord. They have, but not to the extent what we are so rigidly following, like rigidly chanting 16 rounds a day, like that type of thing they are not having. But they do have some chanting in their sampradaya also. I have seen some of the families, you know, like morning they do this chanting from the Divya Prabandha and all the Tirupavai, all this they have their as a regular practice actually. Parayana, they have that also. But not like our system. Our system is very rigid, 16 rounds a day, and reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bahavatam daily, Nityam. That type of thing may not be there. Yes, Prabhu?
Srila Prabhupada is the most appropriate thing.
Correct. That is our we are fortunate actually. We are very fortunate. Srila Prabhupada given us the guarantee, you chant 16 rounds, follow the regulative principles, we'll make sure he will take us back home, back to garden. That is the guarantee actually.
Perfect.
Because this is a this guarantee will not get anywhere actually. Who can guarantee it? Because of Srila Prabhupada, because why this will happen? The pure devotee promises that will happen actually. Yes, Srila Prabhupada promised, so you chant 16 rounds and you follow the four regulative principles, Krishna will honor that. Krishna will honor that, because Krishna will not dishonor what Srila Prabhupada says. Because he is such a great devotee of the Lord, he is the confidential associate of the Lord and confidential servitor of the Lord. So he will. So for us, we just follow that instruction what he has given. Yes, and yeah, the different sampradayas. But for us, both are important. It's not like Srila Prabhupada asked, one reporter asked a question to Srila Prabhupada. It was very opulent temple Srila Prabhupada was living. The reporter, usual reporter type of question. Why Swamiji, you are all renounced people. Why you are living in this very big, very nice apartment or nice this thing? Then Prabhupada said, I can sit under a tree. Will you come there and see me under a tree? Prabhupada's answers are very, very... He asked this question. I mean, nobody could think like that. Prabhupada immediately asked, if I sit under a tree, will you come here and take my interview with me? You will not. Because since I am sitting in a very nice chandelier, everything, you are coming and taking interview. So, because Prabhupada was very, very bold and very, very... You can't like beat him actually. Immediately he responded to him. If I sit under a tree, I can sit. But will you come and take a report from here? That's why I'm sitting here. So for us, these things are, this opulence is there. But this opulence is for Krishna's opulence, king's opulence. We take part in that and we serve Krishna like that. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.